I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
D'Amico spoke about other things too, and as I said on the other side, he kind of discussed why and what he was looking for in terms of getting a new OC, and how he landed on Nick Caley. This was his response to what he was looking for when he was trying to hire an OC.
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was it was the connection piece. Right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships. Right? And it's if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players. And that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main.
All right, so the main thing wasn't scheme, wasn't adjustments in the second half or adjustments to things. He said was building that connection in relationships. And Clint, you played for a lot of different coaches in college and the NFL, from head coaches to OCs to quarterback coaches, from Houston Nutt to Bill Parcells. You've played for a lot of guys and had a lot of relationships with guys. What's your thought of how important he, as he put connection was the number one thing he was looking for.
Dang it, Bobby.
When it comes to the offensive coordinator, the guy that's calling plays, all that,
yeah.
How important and how big a deal is that in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's important. I mean, you either coach out of fear or you coach out of love, in my opinion. I mean, I think you either have people that are scared for their job so they fall in line, or you have people that are scared to disappoint you as a coach so they do what you've asked of them to do, and they exceed expectations, they work harder, they care more. And so I think it is a way of coaching, yeah. Now, I think when you look at that I don't think it matters at all if the scheme ain't right. If you can't coach, if you can't adjust, if you can't, if whatever you're doing and whatever your approach is, isn't effective. Like D'Amico Ryans coaches out of love. former player and love. Maybe love may not be the right word. Maybe it's respect. And he genuinely, sincerely, in a very authentic way, is himself within his leadership, right? You got to lead from within your own personality. And his authentic way of doing that is, you know, I love you. I care for you. I've been in your shoes. Man, I'm going to take care of you, man. Let's go get it. Whereas like Bill Parcells was, hey, man, I'll cut your ass in a heartbeat. I'll cut you on the field. Jimmy Johnson, you watch that Netflix show with the Cowboys. Hey, he's cutting dudes on the field
he
right there.
He told him to go to the asthma
right?
field.
So go to the asthma field, right? So, yeah, I mean, there's different ways to do it. That's the way that I think DeMeco effectively coaches. I don't know. I don't think that you can bring a guy in here and ask him to coach a certain way. Now you can ask them not to be a fear guy and run around cussing everybody out and threatening everybody for the job, but I don't know that you can come in here and say, hey, Nick Caley, man, get them relationships sparked up, boss. Get them relationships rolled. Right? If he naturally, like authentically can do that, then yeah, it'll work. It's cool. But I don't think you can force it, in my opinion. And like I said, the relationships, if DeMeco Ryans didn't have an unbelievable eye for talent, if DeMeco Ryans wasn't a tremendous defensive coordinator,
I was going to say, he can coach, too.
He can scheme up, he can call, he's got great feel, he's got guts when you need to have guts.
And the potential combination of the connections he makes with his players and also the X's and O's potentially makes him special.
Sure.
But a big thing is that Joker can coach.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
Like he can come up with a game plan.
No doubt.
He can go down there and, you know, and at times shut down certain offenses and shut down certain players.
I think you can be a top-notch million-dollar position coach, linebacker coach, and not have a lot of the other things and just say, hey, man, I'm a former player and you can trust me and I love you, man. And that guy knows that this dude's got the ability to make me the best version of myself. When you get into managing a team, when you get into building an offense and game planning for an opponent and calling plays, designing plays for certain players, and then you get into game management and you get into, all right, we got everything built, but at this point in time in the game, damn it, I got to get Nico Collins the ball. How can I do it? Right? Do it in creative ways. All of that stuff trumps this juice that we keep hearing about with Nick Caley and these relationships that we keep hearing about with Nick Caley. So while I think it's a great foundation, a great starting point, and I understand that DeMeco has had a tremendous amount of success with that, it really doesn't matter unless Nick Caley is an offensive mind and can do those things.
And again, thus far, you know, it's been positive.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been positive.
Love what
from
you
Nick
hear,
Caley.
Love what yeah. you see.
It's been more than just juice thus far.
Oh no question. That's the interesting thing is, you know, the thing with Nick Caley. I've already seen enough with Nick Caley that I don't need the crutch of juice and vibes and energy, right? I mean, like, clearly, like, Nick Caley from an install perspective has done a tremendous job. Like, it's hard as an offensive coordinator to not want to do all these things, especially when you got a rookie of the year in CJ. You got one of the top wide receivers in the league. You got a $12 million tight end over here. You got, hell, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb. You got a fourth-round running back that can do a lot of things. It's hard to not get real excited and want to do all move at breakneck speed and do all these different things. It's hard to just stay right in there and go, hey, boys, we're going to spend 30, 45 minutes before every practice for 2 weeks of training camp getting this install right, making sure we understand what we're doing. And so I like what Nick Caley's done so far. You know, obviously what they're saying from a communication standpoint is clicking because – they're able to pass protect. They're able to run block. We've heard it from the players consistently. So there's some good things about Nick Caley. We'll see when the rubber meets the road what Nick Caley's all about.
As you said, to start the segment, you like to have uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah,
I will get to the uncomfortable part of this, and that is the hope is that he's a better judge of the connection piece than he was with the guy he previously brought in that he knew for a long time. Right? Like, yeah. That's the other part is he was very familiar with the previous guy. They worked together. He had always said, you know, if I get a job, when he first got here, if I get a job, that's going to be my partner.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And is it fair for me to assume when he says that was the number one thing he was looking for in an OC, is it fair to assume that he wasn't getting that from the previous OC?
I think
that's fair to assume, yeah. And especially when you hear from the others that Bobby wasn't given that. And he knew Bobby for a long time.
Yeah.
They coached together. He knew exactly what his style was. And after a year, in year two, he wasn't bringing that to the table enough. And, you know, the hope is that he's got a better understanding of what Nick brings to the table.
Well, the interesting thing, and not to go back in the rearview mirror with the Bobby Slowick stuff, because these comments were light bulb moments for me that there was something wrong, right? The whole, hey man, we just got to execute. At the moment, I looked at it as what are you talking about, Bobby? Why would you not adjust? Why would you not? I mean, it's not working. Like, you've got to be the guy to adjust. And in reality, it probably should have been looked at through the lens of the player. Because you look back on it, knowing the little bit that you know now, and if you're Laramie Tunsil, the offensive line, if you're C.J. Stroud, and you're going, man, I can't communicate to protect myself. These schemes are all jacked up, and your OC's constantly going up there and almost arrogantly going, nah, man, guys just got to execute it. Oh, man, that's a dagger every time it's said. You might as well go up there and say, hey, my stuff's good, man. These players just ain't executing stuff. You know, you look back on it kind of in kind of read between the lines of what they're saying now. I mean, it's like Bobby Slowick was going to the podium every time he had the opportunity, every time they asked him to, and it was, now I don't know if he was doing it purposely, but it was like his approach was, I'm going to drive this wedge deeper. I mean, it's
like he was saying, hey, it's working in LA.
It ain't my scheme.
Worked all around the league.
It ain't my scheme that these cats can't communicate.
It's you jokers.
It's them. Yeah, so it's to D'Amico's point is, boy, you don't want to hear that. You know, no matter what's going on, you damn sure don't want to hear Nick Caley talking about, these boys just got to execute it, man. I that's the last thing I want to hear from my OC.
Text in, Slowick got a big head, I guess. Something there.
I thought it was just big hats.
I mean, hell, my quarterback got rookie of the year, won 10 games, second round of the playoffs. Receiver, hell, if he stayed healthy, would have went 1,400 yards. Tight end had a contract earning year.
Well, I tell you.
Hell, my head probably swelled up a little bit too.
It swung. I don't know if I've ever seen anything swing
quick
that fast.
Quick. Quick.
Quick. That fast. It was something to see there. All right. As we continue through this, remember, as I said, coming up here, we're gonna do a little stock up, stock down, 4 o'clock hour.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.